hey, it's a baseball season. Yes, indeed. It's upon us. It's game week for the legend, John Anderson. Coach, how excited are you? First of all, good to see you. I'm excited to see you. But how excited are you for Gopher baseball to get going this weekend?
Well, we're excited. I mean, I think it's been a much more normal year for us in terms of our fall practice and player development time. And since we started back up in January 15th, and it's been more normal. It's nice to look at your schedule and see our 56-game schedule, normal type of schedule. That I'm really happy for the student-athletes are going to have a chance to hopefully here play a normal season. And I think that's the best news. It's been a challenge for all of us over the last couple of years. And most importantly, I think student-athletes have been through a lot and made me the happiest if we can have a normal year here and then get back and do what they love to do, and that's play baseball and fulfill their collegiate careers.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, and not to bring up last year, but it was such a tough year, a unique year. I mean, a lot of teams were going through a lot of different things. What did you take out of the year, though, and just in regard to, is it one that you just flush all together and say it was just an anomaly, or there are some things you learned that, you've been in it a long time that maybe popped up that you had to adjust a few things, or how as a coach who's had as much success as you have had, how do you try to come out of that and be better for it here in 22?
I think every season you go through, there's information that can help you in the next season. I think regardless of your one loss record, obviously the last year and the last 2 years have been challenging in different ways, but I think you take something out of each season, a good, bad, or indifferent, especially try to make adjustments or changes to the things that didn't work or things that you feel like you need to do if you're going to have a chance to be successful. I just think the lack of time, player development time, number one, since 2020, we got shut down in March, and the lack of summer play, finally had a full summer season this last season. This is a player development program. We don't get finished product. We get kids that need a lot of player development time, a lot of weight room time, fundamental development, skill development on the field. And so to lose that much player development time, I think you saw the impact last year. No question about it. Looked at the league last year. You look at the rosters this year. There were so many teams that when they got shut down in 2020 were old. There's many players in the league, especially on the best teams, that were 23, 24 years of age, had lots of experience. They limited the draft to only 5 rounds in 2020 and 20 rounds last year. So the number of college players, not only the Big Ten, but across the country, the talent and the depth of talent in some of the rosters because of the pandemic and the additional years of eligibility was incredible. We were a young team in 2020. We needed to play. We needed player development time. And I just felt like last year we were still stuck in 2020. And I feel like we've caught up some here, but we still have some guys that are juniors and actually seniors in school that have played very, very little Division I baseball. And they're going to have to play this year and get out there. So we still have some guys that need to gain some experience. And that's what the first 15 or 20 games is going to be about, to get some experience, find out what we have, and go from there. So now we look at our team, and as you look at our roster, we have one of the older teams, at least in terms of the ages of the players in school. Then some of the other programs, all those guys are gone now. So it's hard to look at college baseball and really get a sense for where people are at because the rosters are so different from team to team.
Well, and it wasn't last year, too, one of those deals that some schools were able to take advantage of the exemption where you could go over the scholarship limit a little bit and others were limited in what they could do. And so you had some fairly loaded rosters that you guys were going up against, right?
Yeah, there were some schools in the league. I would guess they had probably 18 to 20 scholarships. And we are at 11.7, which is the max. And rosters were unlimited. And some schools in the fall of 2020 had 60 guys on the roster. And we chose as a department, which I support, that we have gender equity mandates and things, and we had to stay within our limitations. And we were allowed to go up to 40 if we wanted to, but that was the limit. But we were allowed to increase our aid beyond the 11.7. So, and I think when you looked at that piece of it, then some schools had, more scholarships, they had older players versus others. So there's the gap widened significantly. And I think that's why you got to be careful how you evaluate your one loss record last year. I think you got to look more at, our team, the development of our players, the culture of our program, and the relationship piece. And you know, we were able to have any team meetings in 2021, and we had to, you know, always be in small groups and eat in our rooms and things of that nature. One of the players said this fall to me, he said, I actually know the freshmen this year. I actually got to spend some time with them. And I think that's another part of our program that we've invested a lot of time in over the years, and that's building a relationship within our team and creating a team where, you know, you put the team ahead of yourself and you have some of those conversations about how we want to be and that program we want to have and take an interest in somebody other than yourself and really get to know each other. And I think the relationship piece and around leadership and self-leadership this year is really grown and taken a significant step back to what we want it to be. I'm excited about that piece as well.
You're off to Florida to open the season this weekend, and then you get to extend that stay a little bit. How important can that be sometimes just to get, you know, away and be that group, as you mentioned, the importance of team building? Are you looking forward to this time now a little bit?
Well, yes, that's a big part of it. Just an opportunity for the guys to be together and spend some time together, continue to bond and develop those relationships. Number two, it's going to be a 10, 11 day period of time where we can really do some player development. We're going to get to play 8 games. And, you know, really get to use our entire roster through the week. We get to practice and, you know, get to get back on the field on a consistent basis. I think it's going to be a critical part of our jumpstart and our team for 2022. Looking forward to, if the weather cooperates and we're able to do what we need to do here, I think it will be a good week for us. And then we come home to U.S. Bank Stadium. And again, you're going to be in a controlled environment otherwise. And so, you know, you're going to play in the days you're going to play. You're going to get your practice time in. You're working before the games. So I think February and March are going to be huge for this program. That we get back to playing some baseball, back to player development. And hopefully by the time we get to the Big Ten season, we'll have a better idea of the competitiveness of our team.
Yeah, and I was going to ask, too, you mentioned the U.S. Bank Stadium portion of the schedule, 12 games currently on the docket. And you talk about development time, and maybe this isn't the case, but I would think one of the underrated parts of development is when you can play 12 games, you know, 6 miles or 3 miles from where most of your team lives, that's a lot less time on airplanes and in airports where you can go take batting practice or infield or what have you. How important can that be over the stretch of a month?
Really important. Number one, you can maintain your routines, both in terms of the weight room, obviously school, but also the protocols we have in the training room for arm care and the different things. And the pitchers get to pitch on the days they're supposed to pitch, and you get to get your bullpens in on the days you're supposed to get your bullpens in. Guys can sleep in their own beds, and the rest is really critical. And so you can get into a stretch here where you can really get into a routine. And I think as you talk about player development, the routine's critical. We saw what happened in 2021 when you didn't have those routines. The impact it can have on a program, especially when you have young players and players that need player development time.
Yeah, no question. And you have some exciting matchups coming up in that U.S. Bank Stadium. Tell us a little bit about the Cambria Classic.
Yeah, the Cambria Classic, you know, our annual tournament. We're excited. We haven't had it the last 2 years. We're excited to have it back. And again, it's going to be kind of a Big Ten crossover. We have Notre Dame and West Virginia and Kansas coming in here, and then us in Illinois and Michigan State will play across kind of in a challenge format, and it'll be a great competition for us. Notre Dame was in the Super Regionals last year, another strong team, and so you have, you know, a couple of teams from the Big 12 and a couple of teams from one team from the ACC, Notre Dame, so, it'll be strong competition, and we have some other good opponents. We've got Air Force coming in there that's always kind of a sleeper out there in the college baseball world. They have a better program than people probably realize. And so we have a good schedule. We have a schedule I think is a fair schedule for where our program's at right now coming out of the pandemic. I think it'll challenge us. So I think it'll also get us ready for the Big Ten.